Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight to Walk in Purpose with Angela. Our 2,697th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and our 1,208th episode of Damon Network, a product of ONE Dynasty. You can call in tonight to 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. So please, please, please share this broadcast across your social media circle of influence. I promise you will be blessed tonight. So relax, renew, and prepare to reset, so that you can be restored to walk purpose. Tonight's topic is how finding your inner peace will shift your mindset. My special guest tonight will be authors entrepreneurs, speakers, and mindset changers, and much more. Sheena Gadine from York, New York, by way of Cross, South Carolina, and Melissa Phillip by way of United Kingdom. Both of these ladies are amazing, and I'm super honored to have them both on tonight. So please call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. So, it's Sheena. Is you here, sweetheart? Are you here, queen?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Blessed to be in the number.
Amen. I want you to share with the listeners tonight just a little bit about who you are.
Well, as she says, I live in upstate New York. I am originally from Cross, South Carolina. I have my BA in sociology. I'm a mother of two beautiful daughters, Liana and Samira Gadine. I am an author, a motivational speaker, an advocate for domestic violence, a magazine writer, a blog writer, a poet, a woman of God, and a woman of many hats. And I just love to, you know, basically help people to learn how to heal themselves and love themselves from the inside out. And like you said, the topic of finding their peace on the inside, it's the best thing you could do for yourself after going through a lot of things in your life.
Wow. I tell you, I want you to share with the listeners just a little bit more about who Sheena is, because you have a story that drew me to you. Our journey has been similar, and it has drawn me to you. So if you would share with the listeners just a little bit about what this journey to finding your inner peace has been like.
Well, it started when I first encountered domestic violence about in 2011, which my first incident, I was actually pregnant. I was about 7 months pregnant, and I got threw against the cabinet, and I was strangled by my kid's father. And, you know, I'm in my mind, I wasn't fighting for my life. I was fighting for the life that was inside my stomach. And, you know, after all that happened, crazy me, you know, a lot of times we fall for the I'm sorry's and I'm going to do better. And, you know, I was in a moment of still being in love and blinded by what was really, you know, how they say, when people show you their face, truly believe them. So I decided to get back with him. And after that, I actually encountered him strangling me again in my living room, holding my 4-month-year-old daughter in May. So that was time to switch it up and like, all right, I got to get out of this relationship if I really want to live to see another day. To, you know, be one with myself, but I never reported it the first time. I didn't report it. I didn't talk about it. I didn't really say anything to anybody about it. So when I tried to go into a relationship again, about 3 years later, I ended up back into another toxic relationship. My abuser also, you know, they literally was dealing with their own demons because they were dealing with paranoia, schizophrenia, and, you know, it's a lot when somebody also has a mental disease going on. And with that process, I got choked. I got choked in my sleep. I got dragged upstairs. I was fighting for my life. And I knew that I had to do something different to continue to be able to show my kids a different road. So I decided to take the initiative and go get therapy and go speak and figure out what was going on inside of me. And I had to stand into that mess and understand what was created and what was going on in the midst of the storm. Why did I keep having the same people attached to me? And, you know, a lot of times, like you said, you got to change the mindset. You got to change the thoughts. You got to change the negativity around you. You got to change what you allow in your peaceful situation. And that was my goal. I was going and determined to switch my mindset and allow anything negative not to be around me and everything positive to be with me.
I tell you, that's truly where I am right now. You know, I refuse to allow anything negative in my space. You know, if you want to be negative, you can't occupy the same space with me. I can't do that, not in this season, because 2020 was not good for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people experienced a lot of things. There was a lot of ups and downs, but I tell you, it was a great year for me. What was it like for you?
It was a great year for me. I published a book. I had a whole film production done. I've won a title. It was great. I'm still alive and here and breathing. And I'm still healing and healing others. So it was great for me. And opened my eyes to a lot of other things.
Amen, amen. And that's most important, you know, awakening and opening your eyes to different things and seeing things different. Because I know going into this pandemic, you know, a lot of people were looking at things a lot of different ways. And that's just like looking at the cup and seeing it half full when a lot of people see it half empty. You know, I want to see the positive. When I look at people, I want to see the good in them. Now, I don't want to see what everybody else has told them they are. You know, I want them to be able to find the good in them. You know, that's one thing I push on my platform is purpose and people finding and discovering their purpose and knowing who they are on the inside and knowing that they have power and stop allowing these outside forces and these voices to come at you. I tell you, what has this pandemic truly been like for you? Because I know you had surgery, you produced a movie.
2020 pandemic was interesting because, you know, at first it went from kids being in school to actually having kids home 24/7. On top of the fact that I have health conditions, I had to be very, very delicate as far as where I go, who I be around, who I allowed in my space or even in my house or around my kids. Because if they got sick, then I got sick. Who's going to take care of all of us? You know what I mean? So between that and then I had to learn to switch my mindset and just readjust as far as me being able to promote myself, promote my book, and take care of kids. And still run the household, and I just adjusted. I adjusted to the virtual world. And then from there, the ideas came, and I went from producing a documentary about, you know, people understanding domestic violence, which is called Through Your Eyes. I created my book, my second book, actually, and that I got published by November, which is called Unveiling Pieces of a Broken Mask. And I've been doing virtual events, motivational speaking, workshops, and just still basically empowering and inspiring through the word, through the internet.
All right. You
I know you do poetry. I know you do poetry, and poetry is one of your things. I would love for you to share a piece of poetry.
I'll be honored. We're gonna do out the new book actually, and I will share. I'll share off track, and it says, "Have you ever felt like you were stuck and nothing was working? Have you ever thought about your dreams and just gave up? Have you ever felt like you're lost the ambition to work towards the things you needed to reach your dreams? Let's turn up your ambition and turn it back on. Let us get the battery charges back up and let get those plans and goals back on track. You might have went off track for a second. You might have lost your drive for a second. You might have lost your ambition for a purpose, but you will get back on track, and now let's win."
Wow. What was the inspiration behind that?
That was basically because, you know, a lot of us get off track. We get distracted. We get unfocused, or we're looking at other people's lane, comparing ourselves instead of looking at people as somebody you can collaborate with. They look at them as a competition. So my goal with that was basically for people to understand that regardless of if you get off track, unfocused, or you lose the ambition, it just takes a little, you know, it just takes a second to put yourself back on track. You just got to want to do the work and be focused to do what you choose to do to, you know, get to your goals and to get to the place you want to be in your successful manner. Just because somebody's success looks one way don't mean that's what your success is going to look like.
Wow. I'm like, just listening to you talk is just like me listening to myself, because that's things that I share. So I thank you. I truly thank you for coming on and sharing. Like, oh my God. I want you to share with those that are tuned in. If you guys would like to call in, you can call in at 516-453-9133. You can press 1 to join the conversation. But, Sheena, I want you to share with those that are tuned in how they can follow you and how they can connect with you, just in case we forget later on. I want you to go ahead and share that now.
All right. If you want to find me on Facebook, I have Sheena Godine, author. Is Sheena Godine, Sheena Master Motivation. It's my personal page, just Sheena Godine. You can find me under Author Panel Network. You can find me under The Rundown, Feel Good Talk. You can also find me on Instagram at Testimony for Life, which is testimony underscore the number 4 underscore life. You can find me on my website, which is www.theladybehindthemask.com. You can find me on my YouTube, which is The Lady Behind the Mask. My email is sgodine16@gmail.com. And how to spell it is sgodine16@gmail. You can find me, Twitter, which is w_godine. And I think that is all the platforms for now, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. I'm trying to see if I can get my other guest on, and that, I'm sorry about that. I have a track that I want to play. If I can get that track on, I think I have my guest on. If I can get the track on, I'm going to be able to bring my guest up next.
Setting my soul on fire.
Hold my peace.
Do, Lord, I said it, man.
Welcome back. Now I want to bring on my superhero friend, Super Mel. Her mission is to raise little champions across the globe. Melissa, are you there?
I'm there. Hello, Angela. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. All the way from the UK, all the way from the United Kingdom, we are doing well. And how are you?
I am great. If you would please share with the listeners, those that are tuned in, just a little bit about who Super Mel is.
Okay, right, everybody. So my name is Super Mel from the Superhero Academy. Now, I'm also known as Melissa Teacher here in the United Kingdom. I am the owner and founder of a children's party entertainment service called Designer Party Greater London. And I am also the co-founder of a gift service called the Designer Gift Service. Now, during the lockdown, I spent time in deep reflection. And obviously, we had the children's party entertainment service, and all of our services came to an abrupt halt as a result of the pandemic. Now, during this time, I was no longer able to maintain connection with my children and families in the United Kingdom. So I sat down and I thought about how could I still reach out to my children? So I decided to write a magnificent children's storybook called The Mindable Superhero Best Story, which is out now and available everywhere on Amazon and also eBay in the UK and the US. And as a result of writing this beautiful children's storybook, we have now developed an online global academy, which is designed to raise the next generation of world leaders, frontline superheroes, innovators, inventors, and entrepreneurs. Now, both the aims of the storybook and the academy is to instill self-confidence and resilience in young children. If we look at the current rising statistics in relation to children's mental health and also the effects of the pandemic on children's mental health and well-being, it's very important that we really focus on raising our young children to develop more resilience so that they have the coping mechanisms to cope with the challenges of life. Now, through this beautiful storybook and through the Superhero Academy, what we do is we inspire young children to recognize their own superhero power by challenging the conventional stereotype of a superhero. Now, if you ask most children who's a superhero, they'll say Batman, Spider-Man, and name all those different magnificent superheroes in Disney and Marvel, and the list goes on. But what we aim to do through the Superhero Academy curriculum and this book is to get children to recognize their own unique superhero powers and to consider how they can use the gifts of their education or their unique talents to transform the world. Here at the Superhero Academy, we believe that the world needs more world leaders, innovators, and inventors. And this is exactly what we aim to instill in our children.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. I am super, super, super glad to have you on tonight. This morning for you. Thank you for coming on. I know it's definitely has been a challenge. We had some technical difficulties, but we pressed. That's what we do. We press. We don't give up.
We definitely press.
So I thank you for pressing this morning and coming on and sharing. I really want you to share how individuals can get in contact with you. Because, again, I don't know how good this connection is going to be. But I thank you for pressing your way from the UK and coming on and sharing with those that are tuned in tonight. If you can share how they can reach out to you, I would greatly appreciate that.
Sure. So, everyone, Angela is currently our U.S. ambassador. So if you're listening in from the U.S. and you're thinking about starting up perhaps a children's nursery setting or an after-school club or a Saturday club or perhaps a summer camp, then get in contact, because what we are going to be doing is we will be setting up a subscription website where you can access all your policies and procedures, curriculum resources, lesson plans, pre-prepared lessons, via this website. What we will also be doing is providing ongoing training and also business support so that you can set up your own global school. And now this is a worldwide academy, so if you are interested in this fantastic opportunity, get in touch with our US ambassador, Angela, or you can email us at thesuperheroacademy1@gmail.com. I'm currently work as an early years improvement officer. I also used to work as an early years lecturer. Part of my role, what I do is I go into nurseries and schools and inspect on the quality of safeguarding and also the quality of education across the United Kingdom. So you are in the very best hands. If you've ever thought about inspiring young children, setting up your own school, your own Saturday club provision, your own after-school club, then get in contact. Within this curriculum, we cover all core subjects that are covered in schools. However, we have a hidden curriculum which is designed to raise children's self-confidence, children's well-being, and children's self-esteem. And like we said, our aim is to raise the next generation of world leaders, innovators, inventors, and entrepreneurs. And how we do that is through outstanding teaching and learning, and also through interactive activities and experiences. Now, our aim is to touch the lives of children across the globe. So like we said, get in contact. We will support you in setting up and establishing this school.
Wow. I want to thank you. I want to bring up Brother Ngozi right now. Brother Ngozi, can you come
up? Yes, indeed. First of all, Melissa, we want to thank you for taking the time. You're in another level right now. You're into our tomorrow, even though right now we broadcast out of Lagos, Nigeria. We transmit from a very, very beautiful town in Lawson, Pennsylvania. Let me get that out the way so I can hear myself. And we want to thank you so much for coming on this radio program. Tonight, we want to bring you back on when it's feasible because, you know, a lot of the things you were saying was so, so important, especially in the livelihoods of children. That's very, very important. So we want to make sure that the line you're calling in from the United Kingdom is clearer, and we want you to come back on to Walking in Purpose when Angela is able to bring you back on and bring you back on a clearer line. And wonderful, wonderful show tonight. Outstanding. And we want to thank you so, so much for what you do on a constant basis for the welfare of children. Thank you so much.
Hey, you, honestly, it's super shitty you got fourth in the case. It's not a big deal.
All over the world, our aim is to support children to achieve economic well-being and to raise the current global statistics in relation to poor academic achievement for all children and also ethnic minority children as well. Through this curriculum, what we aim to do is to instill good morals, principles, and values in young children, and also help to fight crime, youth offending, child abuse. We also cover various aspects of safeguarding. So this curriculum is definitely going to impact lives. We are currently working with universities in the United Kingdom. So what we really encourage is for people to get in touch. We will help you to not only set up a school, but an outstanding school. I'm also currently employed by the local authority to develop a centre of excellence within the United Kingdom, which will be a showcase school and nursery where teachers from all across the UK will come to observe outstanding teaching practice.
Wow.
So like I said, you're in good hands, so I can help you to set up one of the best schools within your community.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you for coming on, and like Brother O said, I definitely want to get you back when we can get you on a clearer line, because I know that you definitely have a lot that you could share with us, that those that are tuned in could definitely tap into. I tell you, I am super honored. I'm honored to be the U.S. ambassador.
Can I also just say, Angela, I'm very excited for you. Because, Angela, you have expressed that you would like to open up a Saturday school, after-school club provision, and a summer camp. And we are so excited for you.
Amen, amen. Well, I actually have caller number one in queue.
Caller number one, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Angela, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say hello to you, and I want to say hello to your guests, and they're just beautiful ladies. Wow, incredible stories, and wow, that's all I could say, too. I'm listening to them, and that's what I'm thinking as well. So beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Really appreciate
so welcome.
Back.
So welcome.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. So, Jerry,
amen,
if you
right.
would, please share who you are.
Okay, so I'm Jerry Petito, and I actually have my show, the Jerry Petito Show, the night before Angela. So I was last night at 9:30, and I will be in 4 weeks from last night. So there you go, guys. But again, ladies, God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. So, Melissa, I definitely, if you would please share just a little about how this pandemic has caused you to shift your mindset. Because I know going into the pandemic, it did a lot for a lot of people. I think you became an author during this pandemic.
Yeah. I think during this pandemic, I would say I coped quite well based on the foundation that my mother laid for me. From a very young age, my mother focused on instilling resilience and self-esteem in me. So I had the resilience to be able to cope with what we were facing. Also, just like the academy, where we focus on teaching children problem-solving skills, like I said, you know, I had a fully established children's party entertainment service. I was doing 3-4 party bookings a weekend. But immediately, I problem solved. Now, my children's party entertainment service, although, yes, there is a charge for it, I wouldn't refer to it as a business. It's more of a service. It's my passion. You know, I'm employed full-time by the children's party entertainment service because it fits the overall mission in providing children with rich early learning experiences. Now, where I could no longer, like I said, connect with my children and families, I had to quickly problem solve and think, well, how can I reach out to my children?
We're having bad connection. It's not a good connection. I'm sorry, Melissa. I hate to cut you off, but it is a bad connection. So I don't want the listeners to miss out on all of this good information. So I'm going to take this opportunity to bring you back. I'm going to go ahead and end this call, and I'm going to bring you back. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing what we were able to share. So I will definitely be in contact with you. Thank you again for sacrificing and coming on. Thank you.
You all have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Day.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Shayna, are you still there?
Still here, hon.
Hey, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience. I definitely, I tell you, the internet and connection, technology today could be something else, but I thank God for this platform and being able to share individuals like you guys, because you guys are definitely walking in purpose, and y'all have definitely taken these lemons and made lemonade, because you published a second book. You released this documentary. Let's talk about this second book that you just released.
Well, the second book is a spinoff of my first book. Basically, with this book, like the first book, which was called The Math Without a Mask, which was poetry and spoken words that I put together for people to love all the imperfections, in spite of what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, I decided with my second book to get a little bit more in-depth and just to be, you know, able to help people to look inside the broken pieces that they carry so much. As far as, you know, the first book, I told them they had a mask on, so I had to take the next step and tell them how to break the pieces off, you know, as far as the insecurity, the fear, you know, the hurt and all the things that we tend to carry after going through trauma, relationships, life in general, you know, even just childhood things that we still carry that we just never got rid of. So it was me that decided to take this book and just had to give them a little bit more and had to teach them how to start breaking down those walls that we carry that we don't allow people into. So in order for you to be able to love who you are, you have to love yourself first. And if I have to help you break it off the mask in order to be the true version of yourself, to then get you to be able to love yourself and be able to be into a healthy relationship, not an unhealthy one, I'm here for it.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, we actually have caller number two in queue. So I'm going to bring caller number two up. Caller number two, can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, how you doing? Will of God, Philadelphia. You already know.
Hey, Will of God, how are you tonight?
I'm trying to make it, listening to exquisite voices, boy, that accents, boy, they be killing me. Oh, gosh. Man, and the knowledge they drop it to. Whew, ladies, you are America. No, let me stop. Oh, Lord, how y'all feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm trying to make it, but I was just listening, and I'm loving what I'm hearing because at the time period of now, it's definitely appreciated. And I don't know if people can really understand certain things in the periodics of life, but we need it. We need all of it. And I can't wait to the next time they come back on. Because it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
So, Will of God, can you please share who you are?
I'm a situation. And I'll be on, matter of fact, this Friday. My show is called Too Thorough, My Will of God. And my topic is, what have you seen? I learned in 2020, and how will you change your existence in 2021 just to stay alive? Because it seems like, from my understanding, different wars come around just to, you know, delete the population and to bring money into wherever the war is established at. So the new war is for us to stay alive from the bull crap they're throwing at us. And the companies, you know, pharmaceutical companies and whatever, they're getting paid. So if we don't check ourselves, we might be gone.
Wow. We have caller number three in queue. Caller number three, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Caller number three, you're on the line right now. Please unmute your phone.
Are y'all talking about me? Because I don't know what caller number I am.
I think I know who exactly this is. Nick, what's going on, girl? A new intern on me. Yeah.
Hi, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm just joining in. So I'm just listening on in part. My name is Nakia. I'm currently in Arizona, but I'm from New Jersey. And I was asked to see if I was interested in doing an intern because I do my own thing on Facebook where I talk about controversial topics, about anything that people are afraid to talk about. It could be about social. I like to talk more about relationships because today I don't like how the dating era is and the games that men and maybe some women play with social media becoming a huge problem. I'm like old school. So I'll talk a lot about that. I'll talk a little bit. I don't like to talk about politics a lot or religion because I don't like to offend a lot of my friends because a lot of them are Muslim. Then there's some are Christians. So I don't like to touch those subjects. politics. I get banned a lot because a lot of people don't like to hear the objective or the truth. But I like to talk about things that people don't like to talk about.
Well, I want to welcome you to O&E Dynasty. Meet Meek. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Machina.
Yes, ma'am.
We released the book when? A couple of days ago? Now? It's been a couple of days ago?
Well, no, a month. About a month now.
It's been a month. It's been a month now. So, what do we have working right now? I know we had surgery, so we've been down for a little while. Yeah. How has that been?
It's been interesting when, you know, your writing hand and your dominant hand is the hand that you had surgery on. So it's just basically being able to, you know, walk through the journey of learning how to use my left hand and still maneuvering and, you know, still being relevant during the time of my storm of relaxing. And I am in a collaboration poetry book that's coming out at the end of this month. I have three other collaborations that will be out this year. And I'll be on the podcast every 20th of the month on Inspiring Magazine's LLC every 20th of the month, which we call Walking in Our Victory. I created my page on Facebook, which is called Victory of the Mind, which is more related to, you know, people being able to release their past. So, you know, that'll be the victory of their mind.
Wow. You know, you shared all of that, but I think one of the most amazing things that I think you did this year, in my eyes, you being recognized around the world as a brand, I guess.
Oh, my title.
You are representing
my title.
A brand. Please share that.
I also won at the end of 2021. I won the Global Face of African for Fashion for Peace World 2021. So I also represent that as the queen of Africa. Her brand is in Nigeria, and I represent it globally.
Wow. Can you share what that was like?
It was interesting because, one, I don't model, but it was a virtual event that we had to do a presentation, we had to do an interview, and then, you know, it was a voting virtually through your friends voting for you, and it was through Facebook and Instagram. It was really interesting because when I went to enter the competition, it was more just to step out of my box and out of my comfort zone. And just me stepping out of the comfort zone, I guess, you know, the world had, the God and the universe had a different plan for me, and I won. So it's an honor to be carrying the title and to do my humanitarian work that I already do. So it's just cool to do it worldwide.
I tell you, this pandemic has allowed a lot of people to step out of their comfort zone if they were willing to, I guess, you would say, step outside of their box and really dig deep and find out who they were and realize that they had power. This journey, 2020 has been amazing for me. You know, I took a couple of scriptures and I stood on those scriptures. Those scriptures have definitely been my strength. You know, I just look back over my life in 2012 and how God has just really, you know, just evolved and showed me some things. You know, but we just have to be willing. We have to be open. We have to be open to receive. And then we have to be willing to allow some things to go that we've learned and some things that we've accepted over these years. But that's a whole nother show.
Absolutely it is.
That's a whole nother show. Yeah, I want to know, since we talking about the mindset and finding inner peace and how you finding inner peace changed your mindset, because I know you had to find in writing these books and reliving a lot of your trauma, because we deal with a lot of trauma when we go through this stuff. You know, even with all this stuff that's going on now, even the pandemic, you know, a lot of people don't realize that even this pandemic has caused a lot of people to suffer from PTSD.
And anxiety.
Because this is something
depression.
That, yeah, people not used to this. This is something that has taken people by surprise. You know, even though things like this has happened, it hasn't happened in our lifetime to an extent like this. So a lot of this is new to a lot of people and having to adjust. I tell you, as I look across the different social media platforms, I see that you have adjusted very well, because you have been very active. You've been very you've stayed consistent. You've been very engaging and involved in what's going on. Domestic violence in October, you you came on and did you came on and did the domestic violence
marathon.
Yes. Look, I keep going back. I want to keep going back to this documentary. But we got a track. When we come back from this track, I want to talk about that documentary, because it's been shared a lot of different places and people have been talking about it. So I want you to share about the documentary when we come back from this track. Brother O, can you play that track for me?
An irate enemy is in the middle.
it down.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. I have caller number four in queue. Caller number four, can you state your name and where you're calling from?
You know, I'll get to my name in a minute. After listening to this show, I'm going to be honest with you. As a melanated man, my heart breaks. Every time I hear one of our daughters, one of our mothers, one of our aunts get attacked, especially when it comes from a so-called black man. And some of y'all out there listening, some of y'all know me. And I'm in some serious need of some sound therapy. Now, DJ Olasky is doing a great job. Much divine love and respect for y'all sisters. Much respect for the sisters from the UK. Much respect for the sister who's on tonight. And much respect for my spiritual daughter, Angela T. Smith. So I got to try to do something right quick. Can I ask a question right quick if y'all don't mind?
Yes.
Where did we go wrong? Now won't you tell us what went wrong with us? And maybe we can fix it. We both have to swallow our pride to make our love strong. Between us, I see, and we can conquer anything. Oh, yeah. Together, 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 together. I needed some serious sound therapy, man, because my heart broke when I heard that sister speak about what happened to her. I mean, when it comes to abuse, you're dealing with a son that dealt with that until I had a mother. It got to the point where she wasn't taking that no more. And that enemy, which was my stepfather, he caught the Holy Ghost of an all-black cast-iron skillet. My humble advice to any parents out there, especially when it comes to real men, how dare any man out there allow, I wouldn't even call him a man, but a male, to attack any one of our sisters without them paying the ultimate price.
Huni Bakatoon, you have to tell everybody who you are.
Oh, boy. I am the Hall of Famer, class of 2020. Huni Bakatoon is my tribal name, the master sound therapist and the master sound healer and the grand architect of the universe. I'll be on tomorrow night. And what's so unique about tonight's show is when this show ends, my show will begin. And I'm bringing someone very special and dear to my heart. And most of the people who have been with me for over 3 years in town and going into my fourth year know that this brother comes on. And I normally don't teach lessons. Matter of fact, I'm still going to catch a teaching advancement tomorrow about how real brothers can be there for each other without the negativity of jealousy and envy and all this kind of stuff that brothers tend to have with one another. He'll be on with his beautiful wife tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern Standard.
Thank you, Huni. Thank you, Huni, for coming on. Again, Huni will be on tomorrow night at 9:30 right here on OME. Dynasty. Sheena.
Yes, ma'am.
So the documentary, we were talking about the documentary. How can people find your documentary?
Well, you can find it on YouTube, which is on the Vera G Spotlight Network TV. You can find it on Amazon Fire or Roku, which is also on Vera G Spotlight TV as well. Through Your Eyes, The Mask Behind the Mask.
In that documentary, what was really the inspiration behind that documentary?
The inspiration was sitting here through COVID and watching news articles, information on the news pop up about the cases going up because we're in COVID and they're locked in the house with their abusers. So I decided to collab with this girl named Veronica, but she goes by Vera G. And she's also a domestic violence survivor as well. And we decided to collab and created the documentary to where people tell their story of different men, women, and I also allowed my daughter to talk about, you know, just seeing and what they've been through as far as domestic violence. My daughter talked about seeing me go through domestic violence and how it made her feel. So the message behind the movie was to educate, empower, and to, you know, get people to understand that, you know, as you abuse me, you're actually abusing my kids, my mom, my dad. You know, it trickles down. It doesn't just affect me. It affects a lot of different people once it happens. And, you know, my message is always hurt people hurt people, so why don't you just heal? And my hashtag for this year is you deserve to heal. That's my message for 2021. You deserve the healing. You got to want it. You got to want it. You got to want to do it. You got to want to do the work.
Well, it's Ngozi time. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing tonight. Ngozi time. Ngozi.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Sheena tonight. You know, she's been wonderful and patient throughout all this tonight. And, you know, I want to take time to read some of her work. Thank you to Melissa Phillip from the United Kingdom coming on tonight and, you know, in her morning, you know, 3 a.m. over there now, maybe 3 or 4 a.m. right now, you know, coming on our radio network and just sharing and being able to, like I said, being an advocate for children, you know, trying to build their self-esteem for greatness. That is something that I'm not only interested in, but I'm a part of it every single day. I'll never forget back in the day. In the old Beverly Nation, where I used to travel state to state to help save lunch and breakfast programs, which right now I'm doing, but I'm not going to do too much talk about it. You know, our children need to be nourished, but I also want to tell the parents out there also, don't rely on the state to feed, you know, really feed your children. Feed your children at home too. You know, sometimes you got to go hungry to make sure your kid is okay. It's no excuses, guys. No excuses. So. Thank you so much for being on our program. Sheena, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm definitely going to listen to your show and your podcast over there, what you're doing, which I think is outstanding. And, of course, to Angela, thank you so much for this broadcast. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we're coming back on with Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. He said Hall of Famer, but he didn't tell you what he's Hall of Famer of. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining. A man that has amassed outstanding body of works for this network over at Damon, and we thank you. Damon stands for Determined and Motivated Online Now. I want to thank Will of God, who's going to be on Friday night, and, of course, our brand-new intern. We've got 221ers, y'all, Jimmy Black and Nick Nitt coming to the radio, you know, at a time that is near you. So let's keep it going, y'all. The legacy continues. And, of course, Damon Edwards has advertisers who only, which is Ola Deli and Ngozi Enterprises, recent, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Walking in Purpose, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. Signing goes with myangino.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Della Mele, where Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Angela, you have 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go to the program.